rihanyo ra mina ri le mavokweni ya mina. My life is in my hands. My happiness is 100% my responsibility. My life is 100% my responsibility. I'm living my best life today.
Hello all, and welcome to another episode of the Tomorrow Today podcast. I am the guy next door, and today we'll be discussing another sign of love. Our last podcast, we talked about listening as a sign of love. But today we want to talk about apologizing. Apologizing seems to be one of those things that either happens way too often, which can, I guess, dilute its meaning almost, or it's not happening at all. So one thing I did, I tried to ask myself, why is apologizing so difficult for us? And I did attempt to answer myself, so we'll see how that goes. For one, it seems that apologizing seems to be so difficult because it creates a chance, or it creates an opportunity for us to acknowledge our own wrongdoing. And for many of us, that is, you know, one of the most uncomfortable things we could ever do. And secondly, it seems that apologizing has taken a back seat, if you will, in some relationships, while hiding the truth and lying has started to ride shotgun. And I said, why is that? And here's the thing. I think because love has become so conditional that the truth threatens relationships. And what I mean by that is, some of us may be so terrified of apologizing to a loved one out of fear of it completely not only just ruining the relationship, but in some cases, end the relationship. So instead of actually coming clean, as they say, or acknowledging what you've done wrong, you, out of fear, you decline. You either hide the truth or you lie in order to sustain the relationship. And again, I believe that's because love has become conditional. I believe, though, if we could start to understand love in its unconditional state, then we may find ourselves with the ability to apologize to one another more often. And another thing I started to contemplate was how to know when an apology is sincere. And what I have here is four different characteristics to let us know or give an idea whether or not an apology is sincere. And as always, this list isn't exhaustive. So by all means, you can either add to and or take away. First thing, if the offense is, or the apology is communicated by the offender, right? There's one thing to apologize. It's another to have someone else apologize for you. And secondly, if the apology encompasses the entire offense, I'm sure we've all been apologized to before, but not for the entirety of an offense, but only a portion of it. Third, if the apology is in a spirit of humbleness and peace and not patronizing or resentful, right? That's just clear cut. We can almost tell when someone is apologizing out of resentfulness, or whether they're being patronizing. And last, if I have to, require, or if I'm continuously being apologized to for the same thing over and over, then at some point I start to question its validity, right? I start to question whether you really mean if you're sorry or not. So I can't be apologized to for the same thing over and over again before I start to question its sincerity. And again, those are just four ways to kind of clue us into whether an apology is sincere or not. But by all means, I say apologize. If you have offended anyone, apologize. Set the record clear and straight. Communicate with one another. And, again, this can be in relationships. This can be in the workplace. This can be between parent and child, teacher and student. No matter what the relationship is, if there is an apology that needs to go forward, and you're the one who needs to apologize, muster up enough courage to apologize. And I can promise you it can only, if it's done out of the right and in the right spirit, it can only enhance the relationship and not tear it down. Again, I'd like to thank you all for listening. And until next time, be well.